Today's shiur is Masech the Brachas Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. In the Mishnah we learned yesterday at the beginning of our Perek, we discussed till when is the Zman for Tefillah Shachris. And we discussed Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was Ad Arba Shos. Asked the Gemara, Boilhu. So they asked in the yeshiva in attempting to analyze the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. When he says that Tefillah Shachris is until Arba Shos, does it mean Ad V'Adba B'chlal? And that means that the fourth hour is also still the Zman Tefillah Shachris according to Reb Yehuda? Adilma Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal. And therefore, the Zman Tefillah Shachris according to Reb Yehuda would only go till the beginning of the Shor Revius. Toshma. So Gemara brings a raya from the following Braisa. Yehuda Omer, when he speaks about Mincha, he says the Zman for Tefillas Mincha is Ad Plaga Mincha. So it makes the Gemara's point. Amrit Bishlama, if we're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal, so now we can understand what is the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon regarding Mincha. Hanad Ika, we could well understand the machloikis bein Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbanon in the Zman of Tefillas Mincha. Because according to Rabbanon, the Zman Tefillas Mincha, as we said, is at an Erev. And just to quickly review, in yesterday's shiur we spoke that that's a machloikis, what at an Erev means. Does it mean at an Erev, the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is told the Shkia? But the opinion of many other Paiskim, there are Tzvi and other Paiskim that we quoted, it means until Tzeis Kechavim or close to Tzeis Kechavim. And if that's the case, the Machloikus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is very well understood. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman is until the Plag of Mincha, and according to Rabbanon, it's later. Eli Amrit Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, then whenever Rabbi Yehuda uses a shear, it's Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, ask the Gemara, if that's going to be the case, Rabbi Yehuda Hain Rabbanon. So Plaga Mincha means the entire Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, we said, means the Zman from half of the Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before night. If we're going to say that when he says Plaga Mincha means the entire time of the Plaga Mincha, that would mean also till the night. So where's the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon regarding the Zman Tefillas Mincha? Elamai, what must we say? Then when Rabbi Yehuda gives a shir, it's Ad V'Lay Ad B'chlal. So now the shir by Mincha is very understandable. By Mincha, he's going to hold that you could only daven Mincha until the Plaga Mincha, and Rabbanon give a later shir until the Erev. Ask the Gemara. Fine. We're now established that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Ad V'Lay Ad B'chlal. Ask the Gemara, Ema Seifa. But let's continue learning the Mishnah. We learned, what is the Zman for Tefillas Musaf? Shemusafim Kol Ayoyim. The Zman for Musaf is the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, at Sheva Shos. Until Sheva Shos. V'Tanya. And there's a Braisa that teaches us. Somebody Hoyul Fon of State Tefillas. He has two Tefillas to Davin. He hasn't yet davened Musaf, and he hasn't yet davened Mincha. What should he do? What's the proper order? So says the Braisa, Mispal Shem Mincha, Fakach Shem Musaf. First daven Mincha, and then Musaf, because Mincha is Tadira. We daven Mincha every day. We certainly don't daven Musaf every day. And we Vizu Eina Tadira, and we have a Klal, B'chol HaTayra Kula, Tadir V'sheina Tadir, Tadir Koidim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mispal Shem Musaf, Vakach Shem Mincha. He says daven Musaf first. Shezeh Averis. Musaf, the time for Musaf is going to pass, because as we just learned, that the Zman for Musaf is up to Sheva Shos. And even though the Rabbanon also are concerned about Averis, but they hold you could daven the whole day Musaf. So since you could daven Musaf the entire day, we employ the rule of Tadav Shaina Tadav Tadav Kaidim. So, Iyam Bishlama Ad Bechlal. So, now the Gemara makes its point. If we're going to say that when Rabbi Yehuda said The Zman Tfilas Musaf is till Shah Shviyas. So now means till the end of Shah Shviyas. Hanim Shkachslo, that's how we can even have a situation that the state Tfilas Ba'adi Adodi, that a person could have the Chiyav of both of these Tfilas, of Tfilas Musaf and Tfilas Mincha at the same time. Because Tfilas Mincha starts 6.5 hours into the day. Tfilas Mincha begins a half an hour after Chatzos. Tfilas Musaf goes, as we're learning now, until 7 hours. So that last half an hour, and again, we emphasize when we speak about hours and half hours, everything is in Shah's Manius, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. But you have that overlap period. Eli Amrit. But if you're going to say Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, that when Rabbi Yehuda says a shir, it's Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, Heichi Mishkachas Lo, how would it ever be possible, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to such an interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that the Shtei Tfilos B'Hadi Adodi, that the two Tfilos should come at the same time? Because Kim the Asile Mincha, because when the time for Mincha came, which we just said is 6.5 hours into the day, Azilah Shal Musafim, because Musaf, if you say Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, can only be said until the end of the 6th hours. Elamai, what must we say once we learn this brisa? That Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Ad V'ad B'chlal. But if that's going to be the case, then we're going to have a problem with the ratio when we spoke about this man of Mincha. If Rabbi Yehuda says Ad V'ad B'chlal, that means you could daven it during the entire time of the plaga Mincha, which would mean you could daven Mincha until the night. And if the Rabbanim say the same, so then where is the machlekes accordingly between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim? Answers the Gemara, Mi Savet the High Plaga Mincha. Don't explain the definition of Plaga Mincha, Plaga Chroina Kamar, the Plaga Mincha that we said from the Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before the night. What Rabbi Yehuda meant was the Plaga with Shoina. It was the not the second half of that plague, but the first half of the plague. And that means you could only daven mincha until an hour and a quarter before the night. That means the mincha ketana begins, as we said, 2.5 hours before the night. And what it means, ad plaga mincha, even though he's going to say ad v'ad b'chlal, it means until the plaga mincha arrives, which is an hour and a quarter after the beginning, and an hour and a quarter before night. And says the Gemara Vachkama, Amos Nofet Plag Rishon via Plag Achroina. When does the first half of the Plag of the Minchiktana, half of the Minchiktana, end and the second half begin? Michinafka Achas Asri Shos Chasriya. 11 and a quarter, when you have an hour and a quarter left to the day, which is 10 and three quarters hours into the day in Shah's Manius. So now, where the Gemara ends, is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha could be davened until the Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before the day ends, and according to Chamim, Mincha could be davened later. Here we learned a halacha, that whenever Mincha and Musaf come at the same time, Mincha comes first, because the halacha of Tadir v'sh'ena Tadir Kaidim. There are a number of exceptions to this halacha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph that even though our Gemara teaches us that if you have a Chiyuv Tefillas Mincha and a Chiyuv Tefillas Musaf at the same time, daven Mincha first, that's only when it's b'yichidus. But when you're davening with a tzibur, there you should always daven musaf before mincha. Because, as the Mefarshim say, we're concerned that the tzibur should make a mistake, and they'll think that that's always the halacha, that you're always supposed to daven mincha before musaf. So in order to avoid that mistake, in tzibur we never daven musaf. We never daven mincha before musaf, because as there's a famous discussion, the Matta Ephraim discusses this, that in Yom Kippur, he says, where there's a long shachris, and then this Kriyas HaTorah, he still says we should try to daven Musaf before the Zman Mincha comes. Because once the Zman Mincha comes, as we just learned, we have a Shaila that you have to daven Mincha before Musaf. The Sefer Elef HaMogen, Elef HaMata, says that this halacha, that if Mincha and Musaf come at the same time, is only applicable if it's already the Mincha Ketana. But if the Mincha Ketana, which as we've been discussing in our shiur, is later, and the Mincha Ketana is later in the day, then if the Mincha Ketana came and you have to daven Mincha and Musaf, daven Mincha first. But if it's not yet the Mincha Ketana, everybody would agree to daven Musaf before Mincha. We also have what we just learned from the Rambam, that's only this halacha that the Gemara just taught us is only by a yachid, not by a tzibur. There's another place where I saw the Paiskim say where you should always daven Musaf before Mincha. Let's say for whatever reason a person was not able to daven not Mincha and Musaf on a Shabbos or any day where Mincha and Musaf are davened, and the day is almost ending. And if you're going to daven Mincha, there's no time to daven both. You can only daven either Mincha or Musaf. Which tefillah should you choose? So I saw the Paiskim suggest you should daven Musaf. For as we learned in our previous year, Mincha has tashlumim. If somebody missed davening Mincha Ba'onis, as we discussed in our previous year, you could daven Ma'ariv twice. Whereas Musaf has no tashlumim. So if you're going to miss Musaf today, you will not be able to make it up. But if you're going to miss Mincha, you'll be able to make it up by davening Ma'ariv twice. So therefore, in such circumstances, daven Musaf and don't daven Mincha if you only can daven one of the two. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Afanan Namitanina, that Rabbi Huda, when he mentions his shiurim, means ad v'ad b'chlal. Because there's a Mishnah Masech De'Idyas. Mishnah Masech De'Idyas is a compilation of Piskei Halacha. And it says there, Rabbi Huda ben Baba, heit chemisha dvarim. There were five halachas that were said that are the halacha. One is, shememanim esaktana. The halacha is, as we know, the Torah tells us that a father has the halachic right to marry off his daughter while she's a ketana. But once she becomes a gedola, that right goes away. Moreover, that right was only given to the father. If a girl is a yosaima, she has no father. Her mother or brothers can marry her off. But when they marry her off, it's not a kedusha deraisa. It's only kedusha derabbanan. Also, the right of a father to marry off his daughter is only once. So if he married off his daughter when she was a ketana, and then she got divorced or her husband passed away, even though she's still a ketana, her father doesn't have a deraisa right to marry off. That's called the yisoima b'chaye ha'av. And if she does get married off, until she becomes a gedola, until she's 12 years old, she can be a man, which means to annul the marriage. And the Gemara teaches us sometimes we teach a girl to be a man. What's the case? Where there were two brothers married to two sisters. One was a Kedusha Deraisa, and one was a Kedusha Ketana. And the brother who was married to the gedola passed away without children. So we know that then there's a Chiyav Yibam Mechalitza. But you can't do Yibam Mechalitza on your wife's sister. But she's not really your wife because she's only your wife midrabbanon. So what we tell this person to do is tell his wife to be maman. If he'll be maman, then she's not his wife and she's not considered his wife. And then she could do Yibam Mechalitza with his brother's widow. Why would we do this? So as the Rishonim explained, the Gemara really explains this. He won't be able to remain with his wife, who's the Ketana anyway, because she's Ashes, she's Achois, she's the Zekukosai. She's the sister of a woman that he has to do Chalitza on Yivam Midaraisa. Next halacha is Shemesinas Isha Pi Eid Echad. We always know that halacha requires two Eidim. Here, a woman's husband went missing, and only an Eid Echad, and even that person who normally can't say Eidus comes to say that I know he's dead, we normally would not rely on that. Here we can. As we're going to learn Masechta Yevamos, the halacha is Mishimiguna Ikilu Barabanan. We don't want this woman to remain alone, not married. The Gemara also continues in explaining over there, Isha Daika Mintzba, she's not just going to rely on that Eid Echad if she doesn't make sure he's reliable. Therefore we rely on people who are not normally reliable Eidim. But if the person is not a trustworthy person, then we would need to have Mesich Lefitumai. Al Tanagol Shenisku B'Yerushalayim, they said that a Tanagol killed a child in Shalayim, Al Shaharig as a Nefesh, because he killed. And just like, and the Halacha is Shoy Yisachal. V'yayim ben Aboyim Yoyim Shnistasach Agab Mizbeach. The Halacha is the wine that is made by Akum becomes Yayin Nesach, but it has to be wine. So here we learn that the wine that's already 40 days old has the halachic status of wine. V'altom Tshashachar Shekar Be'arbishos. That the Tam Tshashachar was only brought up to 4 hours in the day. So we see who Rabbi Yehuda, who follows that opinion, obviously holds that you could only bring it ad. He obviously holds that opinion that you could only bring it up to the Abishos. V'shma mino, that the halach is ad v'ad b'chlab, because he could say shacharis the entire 4 hours. Shma mino. Amar Rav Huna, and says the Gemara halach Rabbi Yehuda that the Tam Tshashachar could be said until 4 hours in the day. But say the Rishonim, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if somebody didn't daven shacharis up to that time, he could daven afterwards, he just won't get tzchar as saying tefil shachar b'zmana. And that's the halacha. Hova tanami b'churosoi. Mesech the edges is always called b'churosoi. B'churosoi means outstanding, because those are all halachas. Everything mentioned in Mesech the edges is, it just means perfect. It always means the best. Everything that's mentioned there is the halacha. So we learned just now from the Mishnah Masech the Idyas, Al Tam Tshashachar Shekar B'Arv Shabbos, that's when they brought the Tam Tshashachar. Says the Gemara, Man Tana L'Hod Tana Rabbanan. Who's the man, the Omer, that holds that was this man for the Karban HaShachar, that the halacha is that Shor Vias is ad v'ad b'chlal, that was the zman when they brought the Karban Shachar. The Pasuk says, regarding the mon. The Pasuk says, v'yilketu oysa b'boiker b'boiker, ish kifli ochloi, v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomis. If it wasn't collected in the proper time, it melted. Ba'ar b'shos, when does something begin to melt when it's left outdoors? Ba'ar b'shos. Says the Gemara, ha-ta'im ba'ar b'shos, Does begin to melt by Abishos, maybe only El Bisheshos, maybe by Chatzois. Shoimer, when the Pasuk says by Avram Avinu, when he was sitting after he had the bris milah waiting for guests to come, the Pasuk says, V'yoyish Pesach Oil K'choyim Ayoyim. So when the Torah speaks about Sheshos, that's the Torah uses the word K'choyim Ayoyim. Hamanikayim, so when we speak about V'cham HaShemesh V'nomas, that must be Arbishos. Says the Gemara, Mani, whose opinion is this Braisa? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbanan. It doesn't seem to be following not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanan. Dear Rabbi Yehuda just said, Ad Arbishos namit safra. Until the end, as we just learned, we just said Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad v'ad b'chlal. So it's only until at the beginning of the fifth hour when the morning ends. And according to Rabbanon, it's even more difficult because they hold Ad Chatzois Namit Safrahu. Says the Gemara, this price could be reconciled with either opinion. Ibai Seim Rabbi Yehuda, we can reconcile this price with Rabbi Yehuda. Vibai Seim Rabbanon, we can reconcile with Rabbanon. Ibai Seim Rabbanon, the Gemara crop, the Torah says, Baboike Baboiker, as we read earlier when it speaks about the month. And what the Torah means to say is, take the tire morning, which, as we've been learning, the Rabbanan hold the morning goes till Chatzos, which is an entirety of 6 hours. And by the Torah saying the word Baboika twice, what the Torah means to teach us is Chalkeyu L'shtei B'korim. Divide that into two halves. And that means the end of 3 hours is what the Torah means. Vibay same Rabbi Yehuda. We'll say Rabbi Yehuda. And indeed, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Boiker always goes till the end of the 4th hour. But the Torah used an extra Boiker in this pasuk. What did the Torah intend to do with that extra Boiker? Lahagdim loy shachas. And to take it, instead of the end of the 4th hour, to the beginning of the 4th hour. Says the Gemara. But what we're learning now is the Kula Alma Mia, everybody's agreement, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, that when the Torah uses by the mon, the pasuk v'cham Hashemesh v'no'amos, what did the Torah mean? Ba'abashos, when the 4th hour begins. My mashma, Amar Rav Achim Bar Yaakov Amar Kro, v'cham Hashemesh v'no'amos, when the Torah says it gets hot and the mon began to melt, says the Gemara, Ezi shosh Hashemesh cham, what's the period in the time, in the day, where under the sun you're going to be warm, Vatzel Tzonin, and when you're going to be under the shade, you will be cool. Havayim Vabashos, because as it gets later, you're going to be everywhere. So we learned Tfilas according to Rabbanon, Tfilas Mincha Zad Erev, and Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Plaga Mincha. Amalei Rav Chizda, Hosom, Am Rav Kahana, regarding Shachris, we just said a moment ago, Daloch is like Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah Masech Te'idyas, it was pointed out that that's the halacha. Hachamai, regarding mincha, what is the halacha? Who do we pass him like? Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Ishtik v'loy amalai midi. He didn't respond. Amar Rav Chizda, to which Rav Chizda commented, Nechsi anan. Let's see if we can answer the question. Mid the Rav Matzli, and we find that Rav used to daven, Mayriv, Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Mabai Joim. He used to daven Friday night, Ma'ariv, already Friday by day. Shmamino, from here we see that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because when did Rav daven Ma'ariv Friday afternoon? After the Plaga Mincha. So, the way Rashi explains, if Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that the Zman Mincha goes until the Plaga Mincha, as soon as the Zman Mincha ends, that's when the Zman Ma'ariv begins. And what he was teaching us was that you could start davening Mincha, you could daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, presumably because you could only daven Mincha until the Plaga Mincha. And as the Rabbeinu Chanana points out, even though the Gemara is telling us a story about Friday evening, this is the halacha every day of the week. That's Rabbeinu Chananu. But the Chiddush is that even though you're davening Shabbos davening, and technically when you're davening the Shabbos davening, it's still Friday. So I would think you can't daven at that time Shabbos davening. So the Gemara teaches us you can. But the halachas every day of the week is the same. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that every day of the week, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have a Ma'ariv necessarily early. It's only on Friday because it's a concept of Tos for Shabbos. As we also discussed at the beginning of Masechta, when Rabbi Yehuda says you could daven Ma'ariv already, as we see in our Gemara from the Praga Mincha, is that that also applied to Rabbi Krishma. Rabbeinu Tam, at the beginning of our Masechta, Daf Beis of an Aleph of the Remaskel Ma'emesai, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that even regarding Krishma Shal Arvis, you could begin saying Krishma Shal Arvis from the Prag HaMincha. The Rashba and the Rosh say that Hilchas Tfilo and Hilchas Krishma do not necessarily travel together. And even though you could daven already from the Plag, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Krishma could only be said at night. Amar Chizda again, Nechse Anan. Midrav Matzli Shabbos be'erev Shabbos be'joyim. He would daven Friday night Ma'ariv already after the Plag. Shema mina aloch Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Rabba. But says the Gemara, why can't we say just the opposite? Midrav Hunav Rabbanon lo have a matzlat arta. They always were careful not to daven Ma'ariv until the night. Isn't that a raya shmamino that in aloch Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, hash the delayt mehilchus aloy kamar v'loy kamar. We can't be sure what is the halacha. The halacha is the avid kamar avid, the avid kamar avid. You could choose, you could do like Rabbi Yehuda and daven like Ma'ariv from the plague. We could do like the Rabbanan. So now the big question that comes up is, could you choose both? The Rishonim debate, could you sometimes do like the Chachamim and sometimes do like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rashba and the Rosh are of the opinion that somebody who davens Ma'ariv from the plague can never daven Mincha after the plague. And as the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoin explained, you can't do something which are self-contradictory. One, you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda and passing like the Rabbanan. The Miri disagrees. The Miri says that in the same day, you can't daven Mincha late and Ma'ariv early. But if you want, in two different days, today I'm going to daven Mincha early, so I could daven Ma'ariv early. I daven Mincha before the plague, so in order that I could daven Ma'ariv after the plague, that's fine. And tomorrow, I could daven Mincha late, as long as I daven Ma'ariv late. The Ra asks, the Gemara Masechta Erevin, the Avava Mebeis, that somebody acts by two different kulas, two different leniencies that are contradictory, he's a Rasha. And here this person, one day he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda because that's convenient for him, and one day he's following the Rabbanon because that's convenient for him. How do we understand that? Says the Ra'ah that that's only by the Raisis. But what we're discussing here, tefillah, as we discussed in our previous year, the Zman tefillah is only midrabanan, so that's why that cloud that was said in Masechta Erevin is not applicable. So as we speak, says the Gemara, Rav Ikkel ben Geneva, Rav came to the home of Geneva, Betzalu Shal Shabbos by Erev Shabbos. He davened Friday night tefillah already in Erev Shabbos. V'amematzler of Yirmi ba'Abba l'churi de Rav. Rav Yirmi ba'Abba was standing behind Rav, beside Rav, and Rav finished his davening. V'le paskel tzlus of Rav Yirmi, and he didn't stop. He didn't walk between where Rav was davening. Shmamin atlas. He didn't stop where Rav Yirmi was davening. Shmamin atlas. Shmamin nosh mispal adam shal Shabbos by Rav Shabbos. You could already daven Friday night tefillah. You can make Shabbos early. The Shmamino Tamim Spalachuri Rabba. Rabbi Yirmiya, who was the Talmud of Rav, stood behind his Rebbe, and he davened there. Shmamino Shasalava Kenegadim Spalim. But you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening. And as the Chayi Adam explains, for two reasons. One is you're taking away the concentration, the kavana of the person who's davening. And we know that the Shechina is in front of the person who davens. So you're not allowed to interrupt. You're not allowed to, so to speak, push away the Shechina. Mesailei Rav Shu ben Levi, Dar Rav Shu ben Levi, Osu Lava Kenegan Mispalalim. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that true? For Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chalfi, they did walk in front of somebody davening. Rav Ami, Chutz La Rav Amisud Chalfi. Where they walked was past Dalar Amis of where the person who was davening was standing. And given the two reasons we just gave from the Chayi Adam, there would be no problem walking in that area. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yirmiya, hey, chaver achi. But how did Rav Yirmiya do this? Rav Yehuda Marav, la'olam ayispal adam loy k'neged rabbi. A person shouldn't daven standing right next to his Rebbe. That's the way Rashi explains. V'leichur rabbi, nor should he stand behind his Rebbe. V'tanya, Rebbe Lezer Omer, ha'mispala churi rabbi, whoever's davens behind his Rebbe, v'noisen sholom l'rabbi, if you greet your Rebbe the same way as you greet everyone else, or amachse sholom l'rabbi, you respond to the sholom that your Rebbe gave you, the way you would respond to anyone else, or hacholik al yeshiva shorabbi, you leave your Rebbe's yeshiva to make your own yeshiva. Well, you, as or other Rishonim explain, you take a different position in halacha from your Rebbe, or ha'oyim davish l'shem pi rabbi. If somebody says something in the name of his Rebbe that he didn't hear from him, and people always assume that whatever you're saying in the name of your Rebbe because you're his Talmud, goyim l'shchinish to stalk mi Yisrael. You cause that the Shechinah should not be in Klal Yisrael. So how did he stand behind Rebbe by davening? Behind Rabbi davening? Says the Gemara, Shani Rav Yirmi Ba'aba. Rav Yirmi Ba'aba wasn't really a full-fledged Talmud. He was a Talmud Chavar. A Talmud Chavar means that he was a colleague. And since he was a colleague, these halachas don't apply. The Rambam says the definition of a Talmud Chavar is if you didn't learn most of your Chochma from this person, then you consider a Talmud Chavar. The Marik agrees. He says you could have learned by this Rebbe, but at a certain point, you grew to be equal in stature to your Rebbe, and the Shach actually quotes both of these opinions in defining who is a Talmud Chavar. However, the Beis Yosef says, even though our Gemara is teaching us that we can be lenient regarding a Chayri Rabbah, but we can't be lenient, says the Beis Yosef, for a Talmud to stand in front of his Rebbe. And that's where the minhag came from, that the Rav always sits in the front of the shul where there's nobody in front of him. I saw that Sifsei Chaim brings a beautiful explanation. Why, if somebody acts in these ways, disrespectful to their Rebbe, does it become, is a goyim, is a cause that the Shechinah should tistalk me Yisrael? He says, the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, the Aflamin on Mabez, teaches us that when a person shows respect to his parents, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this shows me that if I were also between them, they would have also shown me respect. And if Chas V'Shalom, somebody doesn't show respect to his parents, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's great that I'm not in this world. Because I was there, he wouldn't have shown me respect either. So he says, that's Pshat in HaGemar. If somebody doesn't show respect to his Rebbe, says Hashem, that means if I would have been there, he wouldn't show me respect either. And it's Goyrim, the Shechinah, Shetizkalik Yisrael. So HaGemar brings a Raya, that Rav Yirmi Ba'aba was a Talmud Chavkar of Rav. V'ayin d'kamalei Rav Yirmi Ba'aba l'Rav. Mi b'dalt? The day that Rebbe davened Ma'ariv early Friday, he asked him, did you stop doing melacha? Amalei imbedilna. Absolutely. If you're going to make Shabbos, you have to stop doing melacha. For Le'omer, he didn't address him as one would normally address his Rebbe, mi bodl mar. Asked the Gemara, is that true that if somebody makes Shabbos early, he has to stop melacha? Asked the Gemara, v'omer av ovin, pamachas espal Rebbe shall Shabbos Erev Shabbos. One time, Rebbe davened Friday night, davening already on Friday. And after he finished davening that, v'nichnas l'merchatz v'yotzo, he went into the bathroom house, and then he went out, v'shonel l'mperken, and then he taught us a shir. V'dayin, and he did this all, lo'ichashecha. Answers the Gemara, ha'amar rava, ha'udin nichnas l'ziyah. He didn't go in to wash himself, which is absolutely prohibited on Shabbos. He went in to for a sweat. And as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph explains to us, originally they allowed people to even wash in Shabbos in water that was warmed up from Erev Shabbos. When they saw that people were warming up water on Shabbos and saying that it was warmed up on Erev Shabbos, they said you can't wash in hot water, even if they were warmed up from Erev Shabbos. But they allowed one to be Maziah. And then, when they saw even that was happening, even that was being abused, that people were going in to wash, and they were using an excuse, and they said they were going into a Maziah, they said that even Hazar is Osir. But this story where Rebbe went in to be Maziah after he accepted Shabbos was before the Gezerah. Says the Gemara, Eini, but I'll bring you right that you could do melacha even though you're daven Friday night stavening on Friday afternoon. He allowed him to put sulfur under the baskets at that time, which is Malacha of Liban. And it says the Gemara, Hahu Ta'usa Have. The entire Kabbalah Shabbos was made a mistake. It got cloudy, and they didn't realize that it was dark because it was cloudy. They thought it was dark because it was already Friday night. And they made Shabbos based on that mistake. And then the sun came out, and they saw it wasn't Shabbos. Asked the Gemara, Utu'usu mihadra, and if they were makabel Shabbos with a mistake, is that something you could change? Vamar avidan, pamachas niskasha shemayim bavim. Once it got very cloudy. Ksfurim amar, everybody thought, chashechahu, it's already dark. V'nichnasu lebeis haknesset v'spalu. So everybody went into Davin Meiriv, they thought it was already Shabbos. And Shemot Shabbos Shabbos. And they went into Davin to Meiriv of Motzei Shabbos. Nispazru amim, the clouds emptied out, opened up. V'zor chachamim, the sun came out. Ubar v'sholos Rebbe, and they came to ask Rebbe, what's the halacha? And Rebbe said, Hoyel v'spalu v'spalu. And they don't have to daven Meiriv twice. So the same thing should be by Kabbalah Shabbos, that once they accepted Shabbos, albeit by mistake, the halacha should be that they should have to daven again. Shani tzibit loy metruchin alay. We don't make the tzibur daven all over again. But even though we don't make the tzibur daven all over again, that doesn't mean that the halacha, that doesn't mean that they really wanted to accept Shabbos. So that's what we're allowed to do melacha. But somebody wants to accept Shabbos, the halacha is, once he accepts it, it's Shabbos, and of course he can't do melacha. However, say all the Rishonim, and that's the halacha, that if you want to be makabel Shabbos early, as many people do, they may, and you could that, but you could only be makabel Shabbos after the plaga mincha. Before the plaga mincha, you shouldn't be makabel Shabbos. But, as we learned earlier in our shiur, if you're going, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're going to be Makabel Shabbos early, after the Plaga Mincha, can't be Makabel before the Plaga Mincha, but we learned in our shiur today, you can't daven Meiriv after the Plaga, you can't daven Mincha and Meiriv after the Plaga. So if you're going to be davening Meiriv after the Plaga, that day you should be careful to daven Mincha before the Plaga. And that's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. Some are lenient, and they actually use the Svara that our Gemara just suggested. The Gemara suggested that you could, a Tzibur is different than a Yochid. And maybe for that halacha, you could also take that leniency, although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't take it. Even though, as we just learned, you could be Mekabel Shabbos early after the plague, and then you could come home and make Kiddush, even at that time, however, the Paiskim say you should be careful to eat some food, some of the Suda Shabbos after it's already night. Because the halacha that you're supposed to eat Sholosh Sudas on Shabbos, we learn from the word Hayoyim, which seems to indicate that the Suda Shabbos, to be kind the mitzvah of Sholosh Sudas, they all have to be eaten on the day of Shabbos. So if you're going to be eating the entire meal where halachically it's still Friday, then you're not fulfilling that obligation. There's another issue. If somebody makes Shabbos early, but it's not that early that by the time you come home to eat your Suda, it's already within a half an hour of the Zman Krishma. And we learned that once a half an hour of the Zman Krishma comes, you're not supposed to do anything. So the Paiskim say, the best is to indeed wait and say Krishma. Of course, we need not say that anyone who davens Meiriv early has to repeat Krishma at night, because we're machmer, the Krishma should be said at night. But besides that, Chumrah, you at least should make a shomer, designate someone to remind you that you haven't said Krishma if you're starting the meal within a half an hour of this man Krishma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chibar Oven, Rav Tzeli Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos. As we learned, Rav would make Shabbos early. He would daven Friday night tefillah already on Friday afternoon. Rabbi Matzli Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. He would daven Motzei Shabbos davening on Shabbos. And ask the Gemara, Rav Tzeli Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos. Did he say Kiddush or not? Toshma, Domer of Nachman Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shabbos by Shabbos, Vayim Kedush Al Kus. You could already say Kiddush even though it's not night. Vilchasakavasai. Says the Gemara, we also learn, Dramay Shematz the Shematz Shabbos by Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, can you already make Havdalah Shabbos afternoon? Oim Havdalah Kus, Oim Havdalah Kus. Says the Gemara Toshma, Damar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Mispal Adon Shalmatz Shabbos Shabbos, Maima Avdol Al Kois. Technically, you could say Alocha Shabbos afternoon. Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Elozo, Omar Rav Chanina, Omar Rav, Betzat Omad Zeh, Hispal Rabbi Shmuel, Berebi Yoisi, Shal Shabbos, Be'erv Shabbos. He davened Friday night's Ma'ariv already in Erev Shabbos. Kios Ulo, Omar Betzat Tamara Hava. It was on the side of a date tree, not on the side of the Amud. V'loy Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yosi hava, el Reb Elazar b'Reb Yosi hava. V'loy shal Shabbos b'Erev Shabbos, el shal Matzah Shabbos b'Shabbos. We are machmen not to daven Matzah Shabbos davening before the Zman, because we want to avoid Chil Shabbos. If there's a pressing need to daven Matzah Shabbos by day, so the Gemara says you could do so, you could say Havdalah, but you shouldn't do Meire Eish, obviously, or Bar Minib Samim. We learned in the Mishnah, Tfilas Erev Ein Lo Kfa. Says the Gemara, Mai Ein Lo Kfa, what is meant? Ilema doesn't mean the boy Matzli Kula Laila, that you could daven the whole night. So I asked the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah meant, so listen, the Mishnah should have said, Tfilas Erev Kula Laila. Elamai, what must be the definition of Ein Lo Kfa? Command Omar, like the Mandam that says, Tfilas Arvis Ein Lo Rishus. Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Tfilas Arvis, Regemliel Oyma Choyva, Rishu Oyma Rishus. Amar Abaya, Halacha Kedivri Oyma Choyva. Rav Amar Halacha Kedivri Oyma Rishus, which is the Halacha. But when we say it's Rishus, it says already in Shulchan Aruch, we will makabel Mayrv upon ourselves as a Choyva, and therefore nobody has an excuse to miss davening Ma'ariv. We say it's Rishus compared to Shachris and Mincha, it's only a Rishus. And also, that you could daven all night, you have a much longer period when you could daven Ma'ariv versus, as we've been learning, Shachris and Mincha. I saw a beautiful pshat. What does the Gemara mean when it says Tfilas Arvis Rishus? As we discussed in our previous year, Yaakov Avinu, the Mabit explains this in the Sefer Beis Elokim. Yaakov Avinu was the one that was Mesaken Tfilas Arvis. When was Yaakov Mespal Tfilas Arvis? When he came to Mokum HaMikdash. And he saw, and he said, Efshur Avarti Amokum Shespalul by Avosai, that I pass where my forefathers davened, Vanilas Balalti, and he immediately davened Ma'ariv. What was Yaakov Avinu davening? Where was Yaakov Avinu davening? Yaakov Avinu was davening in the spot of the Beis HaMikdash. What was Yaakov Avinu davening? Yaakov Avinu was davening that the Beis HaMikdash should not be, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. And that's what the Gemara means when he says, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. It's in our hands to end the Golos. Hayoyim and Bekol Tishmo, if we do what Hashem wants, the Golos will end and we will have a rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. And he asked him, is Arvis Rishus Ochoiva? Omelei, so it's Rabbi Shua responded Rishus. So that Talmud came to Rabbi Gamliel. Omelei, and he asked him as well, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Ochoiva. Omelei, so Rabbi Gamliel said it's Ochoiva. Omelei, for Rabbi Shua Omelei Rishus. Rabbi Shua told me it's Rishus. Omelei, Hamtein, please wait. Ashiach Nusubali Tremesim. The Talmid Chacham are called Baal Tereisim, the warriors in Halacha, until they entered the Beis HaMedrash. Shinichnus Baal Tereisim, Omer HaShoel V'Shoel. So this man got up and asked, Tfilas Arvis Rishus HaChoyva. Omer HaRagamil, HaRagamil responded, it's a Choyva. Omer HaRagamil HaChachamim, Chlum Yesh Odom Shechoel B'Dov HaZeh. Is there anybody that disagrees and holds the Marv's Rishus? Omer HaRishua, Lav, nobody disagrees with you. Omer So Mil said to Rabbi Shua, "V'loy b'shimcha amruli, didn't they tell me in your name that it's Rishus?" Amalei, so what are you now saying that everybody agrees when I say it's a chayva? So Gamliel said to Rabbi Shua, "Yeshua amay al galecha, Yeshua, get up, v'yidu b'cha, and I want people to say testimony what really happened." Amr Shul Graglav Omar. Emala and Nichai. If I was alive, for whom mace? And the person who asked me the question was dead. Yochla Chai Lachish is a mace. I could deny that I ever said it. However, Achish and Nichai Vuhu Chai. Hey, Yochla Chai Lachish is a Chai. How could I dispute him? And therefore, I have to admit that I originally said the Ma'ariv is a Rishos. Says the Gemara, what happened was, Gamliel was sitting and giving the drasha, and in embarrassing Rabbi Shua, he made him Omer Raglo stand on his feet. At Shuranu Kolaam, everybody who was there started murmuring, "Is this the way Rabbi Shua is being treated?" We know that in those days the Rav would say the shir, and he would say quietly to the ear of the Torgman, who would say it out loud, "Amoid." Stop saying the shir v'hifzik, and he said. And of course, the Mefarshim asked, wasn't Chatzufas a Meturgeman worried how Rav Gamliel would react? So the Mefarshim explained that Chatzufas a Meturgeman had no choice but to stop because there was so much noise in the shul from people murmuring about what was going on that nobody could hear Chatzufas anyway. Amru, at that point, the Chacham said, Akam tzayv nezel. How long will we allow this to continue? Rosh Hashanah shtaket, last year Rosh Hashanah, tzare. Rabbi Gamliel had a dispute with Rabbi Shua. The story was, we know in those days, as the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah teaches us, they identified the new year upon Adis. And there was a machlokes if Adim came to say that they saw the new moon by day and not by night. Can they be accepted to be Mekayis to Chodesh? Rabbi Gamliel said yes, Rabbi Shua said no. So there was a question on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and according to Rabbi Shua, Yom Kippur was a day later. So he made Rabbi Shua follow his opinion, even though it was according to Rabbi Shua the day of Yom Kippur, he made him carry his stick and his money. The Mechayrus for Masad Reb Tzadik. The Masechet Mechayrus, a big part of the Masechet, talks about that an animal which is Bechor must be given to a Kohen to be put on the Mizbeach as a carbon. But it's about Mum, it becomes the Kohen's private property. And there was a story where Reb Tzadik HaKohen, the Gemara says the Kohanim were accused that they would deliberately blemish their Bechorim. And he gave his animal, who was a Bechor, some food to eat made out of straw, and he cut his lip. And the question was, how should it be treated? Should there be a difference between Kohani Amoraites and Kohanim Talmid Chachamim? And Rabbi Shua said, of course, a Talmud Chacham Kohen is not accused. Rabbi Gamliel disagreed. And when Rabbi Gamliel agreed, tzare, he made, again, like this, where he sat and he made Rabbi Shua stand. Hachanami, now we have the third time where Rabbi Gamliel is not treating Rabbi Shua right. Tovanabri, we can't allow Rabbi Gamliel to remain the Nasi. But now the question was, Man Noikimle, who could we appoint? Noikimle Rabbi Shua, it would be inappropriate to appoint Rabbi Shua. Baal Maisahau, he was the person where this happened with. Noikimle Rabbi Kiva, Dilmanishle the Les Leis Chosovis. Rabbi Kiva was the descendant of Gerim. Yenit Chosovis. El Nukmele Rabbi Ben Azariah, Du Chachem, Vu Asher, Vu Asir La Ezra. Hu Chachem. What makes him a chacham? The machshle mafarakle. If he's asked the question, he could answer. Who usher the Israel lefluchelis pay kaser af who ozel polach? If we'll need to give the government money, he has the ability to do so. And as I saw the mefarshim explain, they were concerned that the government would not allow Rabbi Gamliel to be removed from his position because he would always give them gifts. But they said we don't have to worry. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could give them gifts too. Hosir lazara. El Ezra, he's 10th generation of Ezra, and therefore, Esleis Chus Ovis Loi Matsu Anishle. Osav Amalei, they came and they told him, Nichle Lamar, the Lavaresh Masifta, are you agreeable to be the Nasi? Amalu, Ezel Ve'imlich Ben Shibesi, I want to consult with my family. Osav Imlich Ve'divisayu, he asked his wife, Amalei, and his wife said to him, Dilma Mavrinaloch, maybe they'll remove you just like they removed Rav Gamliel. Amala, l'shamish inish yoyim echad b'kas of the mukra. It's worthwhile for a person to use this expensive glass cup for one day, even though l'macha l'mizbar, even though tomorrow it's going to break, and he only had a chance to use it for one day, it's worth it. And I saw that Imri Emes explains why. Because the halacha is kala oila l'gdula. Whoever is appointed to a position of prestige, ma'achon lai evan aysof. So it's worth it to get this position that I should have mechilas avonis. Amle les l'chursa. But his wife said to him, you don't have white beard. Says the Gemara, hu yoyma batam nisori shava. He was only 18 years old. Israch l'shei nisa, v'had lai tam nisori dar chaverta. And he grew a long white beard. Behind the comer, and that's what we learned in the Mishnah early in our Masechta, that few days on the bays, Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, harei ani kaven shim shana, v'lo yomer ben shim shana. He didn't say he was 70, he just was kaven shim shana because of this white beard that grew that made him look like he was 70 years old.